Lyndall Curtis is our chief political correspondent. She joins me now. Before we go on, Lyndall, I'm just picking up on what Sam said there about Tony Abbott saying that he's a climate change believer. The last time I saw him interviewed at length was by Tony Jones on Late Line, and while he certainly didn't come out as a climate skeptic then, he ran a lot of the climate change skeptic talking points. What is he actually?
Well, at the moment, he says he's a climate change believer. I guess you have to take the man at his word, but he does have a lot of previous statements on the record that are going to prove troublesome for him. I'll play you a little bit. The Labor Party has obviously been thinking ahead. It's already put out its first attack ad.
The Liberal Party under Mr. Abbott will take Australia backwards. Backwards on climate change and back to work choices. Mr. Abbott recently said the Liberal Party...
So you can hear that's just a snippet
of... Well, that wasn't
of
prepared today either. These things take a little bit of time to put together.
They do take a little bit of time, but I think Tony Abbott knows that it's not the conservative wing of the party or Liberal voters that he has to win. It's really the middle ground. While I think part of his election was part of a move to at least hold on to the Liberal Party's base, you don't win elections by just holding on to the seats that you have. You win them by winning new seats. So he's got to moderate his image and start to appeal to the sorts of voters that he perhaps hasn't appealed to in the past.
But it's always a juggling act, isn't it? He's got to appeal to the voters, but he also has his constituency in the Parliament to deal with. He only won by one vote, and even when he had the secret ballot on whether to oppose the ETS or not, he only won... Well, there were still 29 votes against him there.
So I think that shows that because his election was so finely balanced, because there was only one vote in it, that he can't be seen to be beholden to the people who helped put him there. He has to help. It's his job to unify the party, to smooth over in some cases, very deep wounds that have been inflicted over the last week, and to try and bring the whole show back together, to put it back in the box it came in. That's his job, and he needs to do more than just be seen as a staunch right winger, a staunch conservative. He is a broader character than that anyway, but he has a job ahead of him.
You know him, obviously. Lots of journalists know him. He is not necessarily seen by journalists as the same way as he is by the broader public. Why is that?
I think he can be engaging and charming. He's a former journalist himself, so he's very media savvy. He knows how to come across in an interview. He's not a white bread politician. He's plain spoken, sometimes to his detriment, sometimes a bit too plain spoken. So he comes across well. And in that sense, when he's put up against Kevin Rudd, whose language can sometimes be a little dense, he may come across better than that. His job is to try to show the public that side, but also he has been a fighter. He's been something of a Liberal Party attack dog. He's gone in to help rescue leaders when they've been in trouble in the past. You can't do that sort of work when you're a leader. That's something you need to leave to your trusty lieutenants. So he's going to have to pull back a little bit, still maybe keep the speaking in English part of his personality, but perhaps moderate his language somewhat.
It's fair, though, to say that overall he's a very uncompromising personality. And with a very divided party, isn't compromise one aspect that he's going to need?
Yes, he's going to need to compromise somewhat. He's got a party that still, as I said, has deep divisions. There's a vote on the emissions trading scheme coming up, possibly as early as tonight. There may be one or two Liberal senators willing to cross the floor, but I think the party wants to unite after what has been a very bruising couple of weeks. But Tony Abbott does have a hard road ahead of him, and I spoke to him a short while ago.